The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. Jesus, Lord of the Sabbath. It happened that Jesus was walking through the wheat fields on a Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pick some heads of wheat to crush and to eat the grain. When the Pharisees noticed this, they said to Jesus, "Look at your disciples. They are doing what is prohibited on the Sabbath." Jesus answered, "Have you not read what David did when he and his men were hungry? He went into the house of God, and they ate the bread offered to God, though neither he nor his men had the right to eat it, but only the priests. And have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple desecrate the Sabbath? Yet they are not guilty. I tell you, there is greater than the temple here. If you really knew the meaning of the words, 'It is mercy I want, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. Besides, the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Jesus then left that place and went into one of their synagogues. A man was there with a paralyzed hand. And the people who wanted to bring a charge against Jesus asked him, "Is it permitted to heal on the Sabbath?" But he said to them, "What if one of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath? Will you not take hold of your sheep and lift it out? Is a human being less worthy of help than a sheep? Therefore it is permitted to do good on the Sabbath." Then Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your arm." He stretched it out, and it was completely restored, as sound as the other one. Then the Pharisees went out and made plans to get rid of Jesus. As Jesus was aware of their plans, he left that place. Many people followed him, and he cured all who were sick. But he gave them strict orders not to make him known. In this way, Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, and with whom I am pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout, nor will his voice be heard in the streets. The bruised reed he will not crush, nor snuff out the smoldering wick. He will persist until justice is made victorious, and in him all the nations will put their hope." The unforgivable sin. Then some people brought to him a possessed man who was blind and who could not talk. Jesus healed the man, who was then able to speak and see. All in the crowd were amazed and said, "Could he be the son of David?" When the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is by Beelzebul, prince of the devils, that this man drives out devils." Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom that is divided against itself is destroyed, and every city or family that is divided against itself will not last long. So if Satan drives out Satan, he is divided. How then can his reign endure? And if it is by Beelzebul that I drive out devils, by whom do your own people drive them out? they themselves will give you the answer. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out devils, then the kingdom of God has already come upon you. How can anyone break into the strong man's house and make off with his belongings unless he first ties him up? Only then can he plunder his house. The one who is not with me is against me, and the one who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you this, people can be forgiven any sin and any evil thing they say against God, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. The one who speaks against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, neither in this age nor in the age to come. If you have a healthy tree, its fruit will be healthy. If you have a rotten tree, its fruit will be rotten. You can know a tree by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you say anything good when you are so evil? For the mouth speaks what fills the heart. A good person produces good things from his good store, and an evil person produces evil things from his evil store. I tell you this, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account of any careless word they have spoken. Your own words will declare you either innocent or guilty. Jesus criticizes his own generation. Then some teachers of the law and some Pharisees spoke up. Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. Jesus answered them, an evil and unfaithful people want a sign, but no sign will be given them except the sign of the prophet Jonah. In the same way as Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so will the Son of Man spend 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. At the judgment, the people of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because they reformed their lives at the preaching of Jonah. And here there is greater than Jonah. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will stand up and condemn you. She came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And here, there is greater than Solomon. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it wanders over arid wastelands, looking for a place to rest, but it cannot find any. Then it says, I will go back to my house, which I had to leave. So it goes back and finds the house empty, clean, and in order. Off it goes again to bring back with itself, this time, 7 spirits, more evil than itself. They move in and settle there, so that this person is in a worse state at the end than he was at the beginning. This is what will happen to this evil generation. While Jesus was talking to the people, his mother and his brothers wanted to speak to him, and they waited outside. So someone said to him, Your mother and your brothers are standing outside. They want to speak with you. Jesus answered, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then he pointed to his disciples and said, Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.